Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, comic timing, right? You either got it or you don't got it. That's what they say. Well, this week, Saturday Night Live is hosting somebody who definitely is in the got it category, Celeste.
Well, anyway, I'll never forget the time they sang at our annual talent show right after the herring juggling act.
You mean to tell me that somebody actually juggled herring?
No! It was the herring who did the juggling. Tiny little Ginsu knives.
And that shows what great timing can do with sitcom writing, but great timing indeed. That's 88-year-old actress and, once again, cultural phenomenon Betty White playing the clueless St. Olaf Minnesotan Rose Nyland. And you know what that's from. It's from Golden Girls. Well, late in her career, Betty White is enjoying something of a resurgence thanks to Facebook, and she'll be hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend with musical guest Jay-Z.
Hi, I'm Betty White, and I'm hosting Saturday Night Live this week with musical guest Jay-Z.
I have to say, you look amazing, you are sharp as a tack, and you have not missed a beat over the years.
Well, you're very sweet, Jay-Z.
Sorry, I need a second. It's funny. SNL booked Betty White to host the show after an aggressive internet campaign from her fans. And for more, we're joined by another woman with comedic accolades under her belt to help us understand the Betty White phenomenon, comedian Whitney Cummings. Whitney, thanks for joining us.
Hi, guys.
So will Betty White deliver tomorrow? Do you think it's internet novelty or comedic genius for SNL?
She's going to embarrass everybody. It's going to be so funny. I mean, she's like the real deal hilarious. She's always been funny. It's like, I remember because I do the Comedy Central roast, and she was on the roast of William Shatner a couple
years
ago. Oh, I
remember it, yeah.
She was the funniest one out of, like, 10 season comedians. Like, she was the funniest. Like, she's just so great. It's also going to be so refreshing because it's normally just, like, random, like, talentless sluts host SNL. Like, that's their new thing.
Right.
Except Gaubrie Sadib, she's pretty good. But Megan Fox, she's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think you just wrote a joke for Saturday Night, actually. I won't repeat it, but I think you just wrote one of their jokes.
Talented slut.
We can move on from that. But so raw, naked comedic timing is going to serve her well in the live format.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
Because she's so good. It's like just in her bones. She can't be bad. You know what I mean? She's just so, I mean, even the promos are hysterical, you know?
Yeah, well, we just played one that was hysterical with Jay-Z. I mean, I'm cracking up. I'm supposed to be doing a radio show, and I can't stop laughing because of just the way she delivers it. Well, I want to ask you about the Facebook aspect of this, because this whole thing came about because people start a Let Betty White Host SNL fan page that got like 500,000 people. I know, you know, I've seen your work where you're critical of Facebook, and you're pretty funny about it, but so what do you think about sort of the nexus between internet fan page and 88-year-old actress?
It's so funny because it's like my dad is like 50 and he's not on the internet. Do you know what I mean?
He doesn't
have an email, you know? Like, he's so behind. So for the demographic that uses the internet to be so into Betty White, that's just like must be such a cool thing for her. I'm like, I can't even get a date on the internet. Like, it's like she's getting booked on SNL on the internet. And it's funny because I saw her somewhere and she was saying, I don't even know what Facebook is. Like, it's so funny that she's like completely oblivious. But when you deserve something like this, and when you're this good, it's going to find you, whether it's Facebook, whether it's agents, whether it's managers, you know, this just happened to be. And it's also great because it's like, it's democracy in a way, you know.
Yeah.
It's like one executive can't book TV shows anymore. Like America's voice was just kind of heard, you know, and I just think that's so cool.
Democracy in a way. And we wonder if Lauren Michaels over at SNL really likes democracy, judging who he puts on the show and who he doesn't. All right. Whitney Cummings, thanks for putting Betty White in perspective. You know, Saturday Night Live, this one's a must-watch, people.